History class 4. Hello children. Today we are going to study the chapter A Good Citizen from the book My Big Book of Social Studies, chapter 4. Just as history teaches you about the past, civics teaches you about the rights and duties of the people of a country and the role of the government. Civics is the study of how a government works, the responsibilities of a government, and the responsibilities and rights and duties of the people of a country. We are citizens of the country in which we are born. This is called citizenship by birth. Civic sense means being aware of our rights and duties as citizens of a country. To become a good citizen, we must first be good neighbors. A good citizen is one who respects other citizens, participates in the running of the country, obeys rules and fulfills his or her duties, loves one's country. A good citizen fulfills his or her responsibilities towards the country by obeying rules, respecting national symbols, paying taxes on time, take steps to protect the environment, and to participate in elections. Elections is the process of choosing leaders through voting. The leaders then form a government to run the country. It is the responsibility of every adult citizen who is above the age of 18 to participate in elections by voting and to choose a leader who would work for the welfare of the country. A government chosen by the citizens look after the needs of the people. As good citizens, we can help the government to take care of us as well as our surroundings. Things and places that are built and maintained by the government are called public property. All citizens have the right to use it. Examples of public property are parks, schools, hospitals, roads, toilets, historical monuments, and so on. Things and places that are owned by a person or a family are called private property. Examples of private property are the house we live in, the vehicle that we own, our books, and the furniture that we have in our house. It is our civic duty to respect and care for public as well as private property. With this, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you.